Tales with Scotty J and Alex. I am, as always, the Great White Snark, Scotty J.
And I am one of his children.
Oh, it is a beautiful fucking day in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
First day of spring. Weather's warming up.
Mm-hmm.
Days are becoming longer. Pretty soon, the clothes will start, showing a little bit more skin. And hopefully this year we can get out and do some traveling.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, COVID's a bitch. All right, I got a good one for you today.
Yeah?
Yeah. As most of our listeners know, we are of Irish descent.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to take a look into our heritage and find a special little creepy person out there from the Emerald Isle herself.
Yeah?
Yes, the Banshee.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not... As our Irish listeners, they hit me up and start complaining.
You pretty much fuck up big at that point.
Right. The Irish just kind of go, hey, listen here. I'm not even going to do an Irish accent, but, if it's just like, hey, you fucked it up. Why did you do that? Okay, in Irish legend,
mm-hmm.
Banshee is a woman of the fairy mound, how it's originally pronounced, and she's a female spirit in Irish folklore who heralds the death of a family member, usually by wailing, shrieking, or keening.
And if you hear her, bad things are soon to follow.
Right. Basically, you hear Banshee when, usually it's when a family member's going to die.
Or something bad is going to happen to you.
Right. Now, she's described as having long, streaming hair and wears a gray cloak over a green dress. And her eyes are red from continual crying. She may be dressed in white with red hair and a ghastly complexion. God, that's turning me on already. fucking red hair and fucking white skin. I'm like, hi! Now this lady, Anne, the Lady of Fanshawe, in her memoirs, described seeing a banshee. Now in Lady Wilde in Ancient Legends of Ireland provides another view of a banshee, and she says, the size of the Banshee is another physical feature that differs between regional accounts. Though some accounts of her standing unnaturally tall are recorded, The majority of tales that describe her height state the Banshee's stature as short, anywhere between a foot and 4 feet. That's the perfect height right there, 4 feet, yeah.
Well, they're not really that tall.
Her exceptional shortness often goes alongside with the description of her as an old woman, though it may also be intended to emphasize her state as a fairy creature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes the Banshee assumes the form of some sweet singing virgin of the family who died young and has been given the mission by the invisible powers to become the harbinger of coming doom to her mortal kindred.
Oh boy, that sounds fun.
Now, she may be seen at night as a shrouded woman, crouched beneath the trees, lamenting with a veiled face, or flying past in the moonlight, crying bitterly. The cry of this spirit is mournful beyond all other sounds on earth, and betokens certain death to some members of the family whenever it is heard in the silence of the night.
Yeah,
they always say, you know, the wailing of the Banshee signals the death of a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I mean, especially during, like, the Middle Ages and the 1800s, especially when the potato famine was going on.
I wonder if a lot of them were heard during that.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it that, you know... I wouldn't doubt it that some people might have heard it during then, but if you take a look at, like, horror role-playing games, Banshees are a common...
encounter.
A common encounter, common creature. I remember when I was really... Well, I mean, I'm still kind of into D&D a bit. But when I was reading... what was it? Knight of the Black Rose, about Lord Soth, a Death Knight, who had murdered his wife to be with his mistress. Then murdered his... You know, married his mistress and murdered her because he thought that she was having an affair on him. He murdered her, and in his death as a, in his time as a death knight, he had three Banshees flying over him in his throne room talking about the crimes that he committed. They were just continually telling him of all the crimes that he committed and to remind him of his failures. But it's like when any ethnic group came over to America, they brought their legends with them.
As anyone would.
Right, and I mean, I had heard of Banshees in reading horror, ghost stories and other things like that. Grandma Alice never talked about Banshees. I knew we were Irish.
Yeah.
But Irish legends, Irish folklore, stuff like that, I had never been exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about it, we were so far removed from the family coming here to America that it just didn't matter. So... and I've done some looking, I've looked up Banshees, and because I've always, sometimes I'll throw a Banshee into a RPG to,
Oh no, a Banshee attacks your party, what do you do? Roll for initiative.
You got a one, you're fucked.
You got a one, Banshee rips your heart out and eats it in front of your dying eyes.
Well...
Game over.
Right.
Game over, you all fucking annoy me anyway.
Yeah, I kind of think that we're right. This is a short session. Dragon wakes up, smashes all of you with his hand.
Dragon wakes up and roasts all of you.
But, where I think they got the idea of the Banshee was maybe, and I'm just taking a total speculative guess on this, my guess is that, like, sometimes when the wind's howling real bad, and it kind of makes that high-pitched wailing sound, people could go, oh, hey, that's a Banshee. Something bad's going to happen. It's like owls.
I've heard howling winds before.
Oh, yeah.
It's called living in the country.
Right. pretty much all of Ireland's a country.
Yeah.
But there's also another thing that gets me is, owls, I was saying. Yeah, some people believed if you hear an owl outside your window hooting, it's signaling the death of somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, but then owls are also...
Why do we have to be the weird ones?
Right. Well, I mean, and also owls are, associated with wisdom.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the Greek goddess Athena, goddess of wisdom, her symbol was an owl. Okay. So like, if you look when I'm playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, the Athenian fleet has an owl on their sail for their association with Athena.
All right.
Which the city of Athens was named after Athena. That's why the Parthenon was built.
Yeah,
the Parthenon was built as a temple to Athena, the patron god of the city.
Is that even still standing?
Yeah, the Parthenon's still standing.
Where is it at?
Athens, Greece.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to see it when I was in Greece.
Probably not going to be able to see it for a while.
Someday
unless you decide to swim the ocean.
Oh, someday I'd like to make a return to Greece. I'd like to take you and your sister with me. Yeah, but if we're going to Europe, we're going to Ireland first.
Why the fuck not?
I mean, well, we gotta go see the mother country.
I have a friend in Ireland.
And, banshees are, harbingers of death, and, you hear it outside your window. If I heard a banshee outside my window, I'm looking at the oldest person in the fucking house.
Your mother.
Is your grandmother.
I know.
But I'm just saying, if my grandparents were still alive, I'd be like, oh, nice knowing you, Grandma and Grandpa. Banshee's wailing. You good with Jesus?
Because you're going to see him soon.
Going to see him real soon. Right.
You want to see Jesus, you'll see him real soon.
Why, is Jesus coming to do the art tomorrow? No, you're going to be seeing Jesus, all right.
But he's not mowing the yard.
I ain't doing the yard, but, you'll be seeing him and Peter real soon. I think we're going to wrap this one.
All right.
If you're looking for us out there, you know where to find us. Anchor, iTunes. Oh, one thing about it, leave us a review on iTunes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, if they leave us a review, it helps people find the show. And
oh, okay.
The better reviews, the more people either... I don't care if you like us or hate us, just leave a review. Shit, have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... catch you later, folks.
Bye.